Collections management, something for everyone in a modern society. Authors in April, autograph party wine, wit and wisdom, friends largest fundraiser cover. Bookshelves are commonly referred to as stacks in a library. The ones shown here hold fiction titles for adults on IHPL's second floor. Photo, Michel Demand. In this issue of News and Views, our contributors provide an in-depth look at how items are selected and managed in the library's collection. I am often asked, how do librarians know what the community wants to read, listen to, and watch? As library patrons, we want assurance that the people building a library collection have done so in a comprehensive, time-tested, and systematic manner and without an agenda. I can discuss at length the advanced skills librarians have in addition to their degrees, bias training, the annual evaluations of community demographics, metrics used to analyze circulation trends, and the sources and award lists consulted for decisions about item quality. But last summer, when IHPL hosted parachute games on the front lawn, that experience inspired a simplified analogy for how librarians curate well-rounded collections. The beloved and classic game of Giant Parachute begins by welcoming everyone to the circle, the community, and encourages them to grab and hold the edge of the nylon parachute. The translucent cloth is colorful and large, much like the community we serve. All have a spot around the circle. Parachute games often start with simple challenges, but the joy of the experience comes when it is lifted high in the air, creating a dome above. As with the parachute game, collection development occurs when librarians look at patrons under the dome and evaluate how high the community parachute can go. Librarians measure the level of curiosity and aspiration within the community and pack a collection matching it inside the library. Each public library has a parachute and a collection defined by the people and interests within. To learn more about IHPL's collection management for the 110,000 individuals who use the library, turn to page 4. I hope you are excited to know how librarians select the best materials to put inside the library's parachute of color and curiosity. A letter from the library director calling all volunteers. Have you thought about volunteering in 2023? Do you love your library and the Friends store, too? Now is the time to show your love and support for IHPL and join the Friends Library Store Volunteer Team. Store volunteers help Friends raise funds for library programs and special events. Profits from store sales also fund services like the Community Book Mobile and the Eureka Lab /Makerspace. If you enjoy meeting and working with friendly people in a fun and relaxed environment, stop by the store to pick up an application. Questions? Call 248-650-7179 for more information. Spring Used Book Sale. The Friends Spring Used Book Sale begins with a members' night on the 19th of April from 5:30 to 8 p.m. Friends memberships will be available for purchase at the door. Public sale hours, Thursday, the 20th of April, 2010 a.m. 8 p.m. Friday, the 21st of April, 2010 a.m. 5 p.m. Saturday, the 22nd of April, 2010 a.m. 5 p.m. Sunday, $5 bag day, the 23rd of April, 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. Questions? Call 248-650-7178 for more information. Wine, Wit and Wisdom. Wine, Wit and Wisdom, Friends of IHPL's largest fundraiser of the year, is on Saturday, the 29th of April, from 6 to 9:30 p.m. at IHPL. Ticket holders will delight in an evening of food and refreshments, entertainment, the choice of up to 2 spectacular lectures, a silent auction, and a 50/50 raffle. Lecture topics range from Mackinac Island history and the history of Selfridge Air Force Base to DIY winemaking and what it takes to be a master gardener. Tickets are $80 per person through the 10th of April, $90 per person April 11 to 17, and are on sale now. Guests must be 21 years of age or older. Visit ihpl.org to purchase tickets online or call 248-650-7176. Collections management: something for everyone in a modern society. My daughter has been in love with the library since our first visit. When everything shut down in 2020, her biggest concern was her visits to the library. We were incredibly grateful when we were able to start visiting again. Needless to say, the pandemic took quite a toll on us. We lost family members, friends moved, and my daughter started kindergarten at a new school. Each time a significant life aspect changed, I turned to the librarians in the children's department. No matter the concern, they were able to suggest books demonstrating what happens to other people and how to deal with it. The team upstairs had some tremendous suggestions for me, too. Amy R., IHPL patron, July 2022. How do libraries and librarians build a collection of materials for patrons to check out? Comments like the one above from an IHPL patron are common. The library receives many kind notes of thanks from patrons for having what they need when they need it. But how does that happen? What is collections management? Collections management in libraries and other cultural institutions covers a range of services from development to storage. It is a plan for what to keep, how to maintain it, and what to move out of a collection that includes printed materials, digital and streaming services, historical items, technical equipment, objects, and more. Checkout statistics, professional literary reviews, bestsellers lists, and patron demand play a part in how a library's collection of items develops over time. For libraries to provide something for everyone, they must balance budgets, resources, and space. At Rochester Hills Public Library, the goal of collection management is to support the organization's mission to empower people to explore and create with resources that enlighten, educate, entertain, and inform. The library's catalog inspires and informs patrons daily, ensuring they have access to information that is important to them. IHPL fully supports intellectual freedom and promotes the dissemination of ideas and information. Since 1924, the library's Board of Trustees has delegated collection management responsibilities to the library director, who works with professional librarians on staff to acquire and deselect materials according to board policy. The best way to determine what materials to acquire and which to remove due to lack of demand or wear and tear, said Julianne Morian, library director, is to make informed decisions based on professional training from accredited institutions and the experience of working at reference desks. IHPL relies on its Board of Trustees as well to establish quality standards for the library's collection. Who participates in collections management? Upon their election, trustee members take an oath to uphold the First Amendment rights of every patron to have free and open access to library materials. IHPL's principles of service support that oath by promising patrons open, free, non-judgmental access to collections and services regardless of age, gender, sexual orientation, race, ethnicity, disability, language proficiency, and social or economic status. IHPL fully supports intellectual freedom and promotes the dissemination of ideas and information, said Madge Lawson, president of IHPL's Board of Trustees. The Board of Trustees leaves the selection process to professionally trained librarians who follow the collection development policy, which the board re-approved in October 2021. Each item in the library's collection is given individual consideration based on its merit, demand, popularity, and intended audience. Continued from page 5, librarians select items by reviewing professional journals, considering current awards and accolades, and more. Reference materials are also regularly reviewed and updated. Donated items are added to the library's collection only if they meet the same quality standards as purchased materials. Collections management is a daily practice, said Betsy Rachkowski, head of youth services. I'm always working within my collections to be sure I have the timeliest, popular, classic, and specialty titles all at once. It's a delicate balance to have something for everyone along with enough copies, space to grow the collection, and quality materials that can withstand hundreds of checkouts. What is and is not in the library's collection? A library can hold a finite number of items. However, patrons may ask the library to purchase items not on the shelves or in the catalogue or borrow them from another library as part of a statewide lending program. This consortium of libraries provides materials otherwise unavailable to a patron. RHPL also contracts with streaming services and digital platforms such as Hoopla, Libby/Overdrive, and Canopy to give patrons quick access to current ebooks, audiobooks, movies, and music. We strive to find titles that meet different needs. For some of the fun items like ebooks and feature films, we watch for what's popular in print and in movie theaters, said Alison Sartwell, head of adult services. Patron requests also help us gauge interest before a title is released, particularly for feature films. Another aspect of collection management is knowing when to replace and remove items. RHPL keeps its collection vital by retaining and replacing essential materials and removing worn or outdated materials or items no longer in demand. Reading reviews to find great materials to share with patrons is something we take seriously because we strive to find titles that meet different needs, said Mary Davis, head of outreach services. It's our goal to provide everyone with something they want from the library. There's no greater compliment than when a patron expresses appreciation for a varied and exciting collection. To assist patrons in making choices about the materials they check out, RHPL organizes its collections for ease of use. For example, the library purchases rated feature films whenever possible, and it distinguishes its youth collection by reading levels and interest levels. It is another service RHPL provides to help patrons choose what materials they want to use. What if a patron dislikes some items in the library's collection? Most patrons decide to stop reading or watching something that does not appeal to them. While not typical, sometimes a patron expresses concern over a library book or other materials in the collection. If this happens, RHPL encourages the patron to discuss their concerns with staff. State and federal law already accounts for harmful content, defined as obscenity by the U.S. Supreme Court, and does not permit the sale or purchase of obscene materials anywhere in the United States, including bookstores and libraries. If a patron requests more information about a title they are concerned about, staff librarians may review the item, evaluate professional reviews and awards, assess circulation statistics, and complete a close read or view of the work. Once the review is complete, the library director decides to retain, move, or remove a title. Patrons may appeal a decision by the library director to the Board of Trustees. The board's decision is the final part of the review process. In the appeal request, patrons confirm in writing that they have read or watched the work in its entirety. The Board of Trustees then evaluates the work as a whole to determine its literary, artistic, political, or scientific merit. the material remains in circulation throughout any review process. How does IHPL protect a patron's freedom to read? Library patrons are empowered to decide what is appropriate for them and their families to consume. IHPL staff strives to match the expectations of the entire community when determining where to place titles within the collection. IHPL also affirms parental responsibility in monitoring what children in their care may check out. The Board of Trustees and the Library Director ensure the process of collections management is fair and free from bias. Additionally, the Board does not endorse specific content within the collection. It would conflict with the public interest for trustees to establish their own political, moral, or aesthetic views as a standard for determining what should be circulated. What may offend one person may be a source of helpful knowledge to another. Librarians must provide materials for a range of interests and ages, Lawson said. What may offend one person may be a source of helpful knowledge to another. All patrons can decide to engage or not engage with any library materials. It's a matter of personal preference, and IHPL supports their freedom to do so. Article contributors are, left to right, Alison Sartwell, Head of Adult Services, Mary Davis, Head of Outreach Services, Julianne Morian, Library Director, Betsy Rachkowski, Head of Youth Services, Madge Lawson, President, IHPL Board of Trustees. Continued on page 10, Adult Health and Wellness Advancements in Cardiovascular Care, Thursday, the 23rd of March, 7 p.m. Multipurpose Room. Cardiologist Nishit Choksi, MD, FAC, FSCI, FCCP, FACR, speaks about cardiovascular care and advancements in diagnostic testing, pharmaceuticals, and treatment options. This program is presented in partnership with Smart Towns. Millennials and Money, Setting Yourself Up for Success, Tuesday, the 28th of March, 7 p.m. Multipurpose Room. Financial planners Stephanie and Jennifer Bloom lead this informative discussion about managing student loans and general debt, planning and purchasing your first home, and affording college for your children. Living with Dementia Part 5, Tuesday, the 18th of April, 7 p.m. Multipurpose Room. Vicky Clank, RN, CDP, discusses the caregiving journey for those assisting dementia patients, and teaches skills to provide care with confidence and compassion. Moving into Mindfulness, Tuesday, May the 2nd, 7 p.m. Multipurpose Room. Bethany Perry, a neuroscience life and health coach and founder of Whole Life Healing Collective, leads a mindfulness course with tips for creating the habits you desire. This program is presented in partnership with the Rochester Junior Women's Club. History, art, and culture show Tokwa movement, its origins, national significance, and presence in Michigan, Tuesday, March the 7th, 7 p.m. Multipurpose Room. Historian Jim Kraft explains the Chautauqua movement, a popular and significant American movement in adult education at the turn of the 20th century. A suitable helper, men who helped women gain the right to vote, Thursday, March the 9th, 7 p.m. Multipurpose Room. Dr. Ann Nichols of Rochester University shares how Harry T. Byrne, Frederick Douglass, and others lent their, sometimes reluctant, support to the cause of female suffrage. This program is presented in partnership with Smart Towns. The Wide, Wide West, Islam, Democracy, and America, Thursday, the 16th of March, 7 p.m. Multipurpose Room. Author and award-winning journalist Haroon Mogul explores the unexpectedly democratic and pluralistic consequences that follow Islam's core beliefs. Negro Motorist Green Book, Tuesday, May the 9th, 7 p.m. Multipurpose Room. Walk through Midtown and Downtown Detroit with Kimmy Dobos Wolf of the Detroit Historical Society to discover the places and stories that once helped African Americans navigate the city. George Michael, The Singing Greek, a tribute, Thursday, the 18th of May, 7 p.m. Multipurpose Room. Author and performer George Raptis takes us on a trip back to the 1980s in a program that includes fun facts about the decade along with a few tribute songs from singer George Michael. Science and the Environment Hiking Michigan Trails Tuesday, April the 4th, 7 p.m. Multipurpose Room. Horse trainer, horticulturalist, hiker, and author Celia Riker discusses her book, Walking Home, Trail Stories, and her walking adventures around Michigan. Mushroom Foraging and Safety Thursday, the 13th of April, 7 p.m. Multipurpose Room. Mushroom enthusiast Lorenzo Lopiccolo leads a fascinating look into the world of mushrooms. Healthy Gardens for Pollinators and People, the 11th of May, 7 p.m. Multipurpose Room. The Rochester Pollinators Show: how to identify beneficial insects, choose natural fertilizers and potting soils, and control mosquitoes using natural and bee-safe measures. All attendees receive a gift receipt for a free native plant from the Rochester Pollinators booth at the Rochester Farmers Market. Writing and Books Scribes Writers Workshop, Wednesdays, March the 8th and 22, the 12th of April and 26, the 10th of May and 24, 1 p.m. Conference Room B. This drop-in workshop is for those who love to write. Members write on a given topic or thought starter and give and take positive feedback. Registration is not required. Books on tap Mondays, the 13th of March and May the 8th, 7 p.m. Main Street Billiards, VIP Room. Meet at Main Street Billiards, 215 S Main Street, for a casual book club in a relaxed setting. Talk books and enjoy Main Street Billiards' delicious food and drinks, available for purchase. Pick up copies of the books at the Adult Reference Desk upon registration or download an ebook edition using the Libby app. The 13th of March, Bless the Daughter Raised by a Voice in Her Head, Poems by Warsan Shire. May the 8th, The Love Hypothesis by Ollie Hazelwood. Between the Lines Tuesdays, the 21st of March, the 18th of April and the 16th of May, 2 p.m. Conference Room A. Thursdays, the 23rd of March, the 20th of April and the 18th of May, 2 p.m. Conference Room A. Join the library's lively monthly book discussion. Pick up copies of the book at the Adult Reference Desk upon registration or download an audiobook edition using the Libby app. The 21st of March, Beautiful Country by Qian Juli Wang. The 23rd of March, Lessons in Chemistry by Bonnie Garmus. The 18th of April, Disability Visibility by Alice Wong. The 20th of April, Cold Vanish, Seeking the Missing in North America's Wildlands by John Billman. The 16th of May, Lessons in Chemistry by Bonnie Garmus. The 18th of May, Beautiful Country by Qian Juli Wang. Pop Culture and Games Adult Board Game Night Tuesdays, the 21st of March and the 18th of April, the 16th of May, 7 p.m. Conference Room B. Calling all tabletop board gamers. Looking to play a new game or maybe meet fellow board gaming friends? Different games are available on each date, or bring one of your favorites from home. Know-it-all Trivia Smackdown. Monday, the 10th of April, 7 p.m. Main Street Billiards, Solarium. Know a little bit about everything. Meet at Main Street Billiards, 215 S Main Street, with your team of up to 6 people and see if you have what it takes to be crowned champions. The top team will win a prize. Food and drinks are available for purchase. Crafts Scrabble Register Trademark Symbol Tile Coasters. Wednesday, the 26th of April, 6 p.m. Eureka Lab. design a set of four coasters using Scrabble Register trademark symbol tiles. Use the tiles to make phrases or mix up all the letters. Watercolor artwork Wednesday, May the 3rd, 6 p.m. Multipurpose room. Paint beautiful watercolor flowers using various techniques and styles. Recycled CD book kit Monday, the 20th of March. Take and make kit. Drive-through window or adult reference desk. Create a journal, poetry book, or mini photo album from recycled CDs and paper. Third grow around, self-watering seed tray kit Tuesday, April the 4th. Take and make kit. Drive-through window or adult reference desk. Interested in gardening but worried you do not have a green thumb? Try this self-watering seed tray and leave the rest to Mother Nature. Beaded wind chime kit Tuesday, the 16th of May. Take and make kit. Drive-through window or adult reference desk. Make a pretty wind chime using beads and bells. Adult programs register online at calendar.ihpl.org or scan the QR code at left using the camera on your mobile device. Questions? Call the adult reference desk at 248-650-7130 or send an email to adult.reference@ihpl.org. Program registration opens 1 month before the program date. Dates and times are subject to change. Visit calendar.ihpl.org for updated information. Programs are offered with financial support from Friends of IHPL. Adult Spring Concert Series. Scan the QR codes with the camera on your mobile device for a music preview. Go Sing Sunday, the 19th of March, 2 p.m. Multipurpose Room. The Greater Oakland Singers, a community chorus for children, sing classic favorites, global songs, and modern works. The Acropolis Reed Quintet Sunday, the 23rd of April, 2 p.m. Multipurpose Room. The Classical Chamber Ensemble Acropolis Reed Quintet performs selections from their fifth album, Hymns for Private Use, which reached #8 on the classical Billboard charts in November 2022. Expressions Musical Academy Sunday, the 21st of May, 2 p.m. Multipurpose Room. The staff and faculty of Expressions Musical Academy sing a range of songs, from ancient chants and a cappella to contemporary selections from The Beatles, Stevie Wonder, Disney, and more. Behind the Scenes Library Tours Wednesday, the 22nd of March, 2010 a.m. Thursday, the 13th of April, 3 p.m. Thursday, the 25th of May, 2011 a.m. Have you ever wondered how a library works? Join Library Director Julianne Morian for a behind-the-scenes look at the inner workings of IHPL. Space is limited. Meet in the library lobby. Outreach services register online at calendar.ihpl.org or scan the QR code at left using the camera on your mobile device. Questions? Call the outreach services at 248-650-7150 or send an email to outreach@ihpl.org. Program registration opens 1 month before the program date. Dates and times are subject to change. Visit calendar.ihpl.org for updated information. Memory Cafe Thursday, the 16th of March, 2-3:30 p.m. Multipurpose Room. Memory Cafe is a welcoming place for people with memory challenges and their care partners to socialize in a safe and friendly environment. Questions? Call Outreach Services at 248-650-7150 or send an email to outreach@ihpl.org. English Matters, L Conversation Group Tuesdays, April 4-23 May, 2010 a.m. Thursdays, April 6, May 25, 7 p.m. Saturdays, April 8, May 27, 10 a.m. Conference room. Conversation groups are a time to come together and discuss hometowns, food, hobbies, jobs, and other informal topics. Joining a group introduces you to new friends and a great time. Questions? Contact Mariano at 248-202-9352 or send an email to mariano.kdies@ihpl.org. L Book Club, is for Alibi Thursdays, March 16, May 18, 10 a.m. Conference Room B. Meet with Rebecca L. and other English language learners to read A Is for Alibi by Sue Grafton and talk about it in a friendly setting. Copies of the book will be available at the first meeting. Outreach. Rochester Hills Public Library empowers people to explore and create with resources that enlighten, educate, entertain, and inform. RHPL's mission statement. Mary Davis, Head of Outreach Services, Bachelor of Arts in Psychology, Michigan State University, Masters in Library and Information Science, Wayne State University. Betsy Rachkowski, Head of Youth Services, Bachelor of Arts in English, Oakland University, Masters in Library and Information Science, Wayne State University. Allison Sartwell, Head of Adult Services, Bachelor of Arts in Liberal Arts with History Option, Michigan Technological University, Masters in Library and Information Science, Indiana University. Julianne Morian, Library Director, Bachelor of Arts in American Culture and Political Science, University of Michigan, Masters in Library and Information Science, University of Michigan. Outreach Team. Teen programs. Register online at calendar.ihpl.org or scan the QR code at left using the camera on your mobile device. Questions? Call the Adult Reference Desk at 248-650-7130 or send an email to teen@ihpl.org. Program registration opens 1 month before the program date. Dates and times are subject to change. Visit to calendar.ihpl.org for updated information. Video game evening. Wednesdays, March the 8th, April the 5th and May the 3rd, 7 p.m. Multipurpose room. Show your skills at one of our monthly video game tournaments. Teen Advisory Board, TAB, Wednesdays, the 15th of March, the 12th of April and the 10th of May, 7 p.m. Conference Room A. Share your opinions on teen programs, prizes, displays, and other library matters at these fun meetings, now online and in person. Fill out an IHPL TAB application at ihpl.org. Questions? Send an email to the teen librarian at teen@ihpl.org. RHPL Players Guild, RPG, Wednesdays, the 29th of March, the 26th of April and the 24th of May, 7 p.m. Conference Room A. Join other teens for tabletop games, including board games, card games, role-playing games, and more. Are you interested in becoming a dungeon master for D&D or leading a specific board game? Send an email to teen@ihpl.org for more information. Teens in the Eureka Lab. Mondays, the 20th of March, the 17th of April and the 15th of May, 7 p.m. Hang out with friends and make crafty items in the Eureka Lab. The 20th of March, Shrinky Keychains. The 17th of April, Resin Bookmarks. The 15th of May, Rock Photo Holders. Resin Bookmarks. Tuesdays, March the 7th and 14, 6 p.m. Are you interested in learning resin making? Bookmarks are the perfect way to get started. Sublimation Puzzles. Tuesdays, the 21st of March and 28, 6 p.m. Turn a favorite pictures into a puzzle to enjoy for years to come. Foil Plant Pots. Tuesdays, April the 4th and 11, 6 p.m. Foil pots add a little sparkle to any garden. Spruce up your garden and learn a cool foiling technique. Color-changing vinyl glasses Tuesdays, the 18th of April and 25, 6 p.m. Make fun drinking glasses with a unique twist. The vinyl changes color when you add your favorite drink. Pressed flower paper lanterns Tuesdays, May the 9th and 16, 6 p.m. Pressed flower lanterns are fun to create. They make pretty centerpieces for any space. Hot glue on canvas art Tuesdays, the 23rd of May and 30, 7 p.m. Make a texture canvas using only hot glue. Register online at calendar.rhpl.org or scan the QR code at left using the camera on your mobile device. Questions? Call the adult reference desk at 248-650-7130 or send an email to adult.reference@rhpl.org. Program registration opens 1 month before the program date. Dates and times are subject to change. Visit calendar.rhpl.org for updated information. Eureka Lab Youth Services register all children attending with the child's RHPL card, if required. See page 2 for information on how to sign up for a library card. Register online at calendar.rhpl.org or scan the QR code using the camera on your mobile device. Questions? Call the Youth Reference Desk at 248-650-7140 or email youthreference@rhpl.org. Registration opens 1 week before the program dates unless otherwise noted. Dates and times are subject to change. Visit calendar.rhpl.org for updated information. Parent-Child Workshop Monday Sessions, the 6th of March, 2013, 2027 and the 3rd of April, 2010 a.m. Multipurpose Room. Tuesday Sessions, the 7th of March, 2014, 21, 28 and the 4th of April, 2010 a.m. Ages 1 to 3. Multipurpose Room. Join your favorite youth librarians for a fun, play-based program where families can relax, make friends, and talk with specialists on child development. Register for one session. Registration opens 2 weeks before the start of the session. Big Fun in the Big Room Wednesday Sessions, the 8th of March, 2015, 22, 29 and April the 5th, 10:30 a.m. Multipurpose Room. Thursday Sessions, the 9th of March, 2016, 23, 30 and April the 6th, 10:30 a.m. Ages 1 to 5. Multipurpose Room. Join your favorite youth librarians in the big room for some big fun. Read stories, sing songs, and enjoy active play and movement. Register for one session. Evening Family Storytime Wednesday, March the 8th, the 12th of April, and the 10th of May, 7 p.m. All ages. Youth Story Room. Join Wendy for a special monthly themed story time and project for the whole family. Each date requires a separate registration. Preschool Fair Saturday, the 11th of March, 2010 a.m. Adults only. Multipurpose Room. Parents may drop in and visit with representatives from local preschools and childcare centers. Registration is not required. Call 248-650-7146 for more information. How to Catch a Leprechaun Monday, the 13th of March, 6 p.m. Ages 3 to 6. Youth Story Room. Listen to the story How to Catch a Leprechaun and Create a Leprechaun Craft. Lego Club Register Trademark Symbol Tuesday, the 14th of March, April the 4th, May the 9th, 6 p.m. ages 5 to 12. Youth Story Room. Calling all builders. Let your imagination soar. RHPL provides the LEGO Register trademark symbol bricks, and you bring your imagination. See your creation displayed in the youth room. Rocking World Down Syndrome Day Socks Thursday, the 16th of March, 6 p.m. All ages. Youth Story Room. On the 21st of March, people all around the world wear brightly colored or mismatched socks to celebrate chromosomal similarities and differences. Come learn more and create your own pair of fun socks to wear that day. Zentangle Art for Kids Monday, the 27th of March, 6 p.m. ages 6+. Youth Story Room. Explore how unplanned, black and white drawings can produce amazing visual results. Zentangle art is easy to learn, fun to create, and allows kids to enjoy making art without worrying about the end product. Spring Break Scavenger Hunt Thursday, the 30th of March. All day. All ages. Youth Room. Get ready for a fun-filled, spring-themed scavenger hunt at RHPL. Clues will be in the youth room. Stop by the youth reference desk to get your sheet. Registration is not required. Open Spot Theatre Saturday, the 1st of April, 2012 p.m. ages 8+. Multipurpose Room. In this theatre class for all abilities, kids will learn singing, acting, and dancing from the professionals at Open Spot Theatre and participate in a showcase at the end of the program. Bunny Tales and Tales Take and Make Monday, April the 3rd. Ages 3 to 8. Youth Room. Register to pick up a colorful bunny craft kit and link to a related ebook. Peeps Register Trademark Symbol Dioramas Thursday, April the 6th. 6 p.m. ages 5 to 12. Youth Story Room. Hop into the library for a fun springtime craft. Use your imagination to turn a shoebox and some Peeps Register trademark symbol marshmallow candy into a scene from your favorite book. Free Play Saturday. Saturday, April the 8th and the 13th of May, 2010 a.m. ages 1 to 5. Multipurpose Room. Enjoy a fun-filled hour of play-based learning for toddlers and preschoolers. Each date has a separate registration. Earth Day Seed Bombs Take and Make Monday, April 17 Monday, the 24th of April. All day. All ages. Youth Room. Register to pick up a seed kit. One kit will make 3 to 4 seed bombs. Storytime at Rotary Park Monday, the 17th of April and the 15th of May, Tuesday, the 25th of April and the 23rd of May, Wednesday, May the 3rd, and Thursday, the 11th of May, 2011 a.m. ages birth 5. Rotary Park. Join your favorite youth librarians for storytime in the park. Each date has a separate registration. Let's look at cells. Monday, the 17th of April, 6 p.m. Ages 8+. Youth Story Room. Discover what cells are, how they create energy, and what makes them so neat. A halfway to Halloween, adopt a glove monster Monday, the 24th of April, 6 p.m. grades 1 to 4. Youth Story Room. We are halfway to the spooky season. Come to RHPL to create a glove monster to adopt. Authors in April Autograph Party Wednesday, the 26th of April, 4 to 6 p.m. All ages. Multipurpose Room. The 2023 AIA authors will be at RHPL to sign books. Limited quantities and titles will be available for purchase. Visit authorsinapril.org for more information. Mother's Day Take and Make Monday, May 8 Saturday, the 13th of May. All day. Ages birth 12. Youth Room. Register to pick up a kit full of Mother's Day crafts to make for the mom in your life. Magical Pet Terrariums Thursday, the 11th of May, 6 p.m. ages 5 to 12. Youth Story Room. Have you ever wanted a unicorn or dragon for a pet? Come to IHPL to make a magical pet terrarium. Summer Scavenger Hunt Friday, the 19th of May. All day. All ages. Youth Room. Get ready for a fun-filled, summer-themed scavenger hunt at IHPL. Clues will be in the youth room. Stop by the youth reference desk to get your sheet. Registration is not required. Youth sign up for email communications. Did you know you can receive news and views directly to your email inbox? Visit IHPL.org and sign up with a valid email address. You can also sign up to receive our e-newsletter, IHPL Monthly Current, which is sent out on the first Friday of each month. Serving Rochester, Rochester Hills, and Oakland Township. General Information Julianne Morian, Library Director. Julianne.Morian@IHPL.org. General 248-656-2900. Adult 650-7130. Youth 650-7140. Outreach /book. Mobile 650-7150. TDD 650-7153. Hours 650-7170. Item renewal 650-7174. Friends membership 650-7160. Friends events 650-7176. Friends book sale 650-7178. Friends gift shop 650-7179. Library Board Madge Lawson. President Melinda Deal. Vice President Ann Kusher. Secretary Bob Bonham. Treasurer Julianne Reyes. Trustee Charles Stufer. Trustee City of Rochester Liaison, Alice Mu. Oakland Township Library Board Liaison, Michael Tyler. The Library Board meets monthly on the second Monday. Meetings are open to the public. Reasonable auxiliary aids and services are available. News and Views Staff Tiffany Zierman Stozicki. Editor and Public Relations Manager Michelle Demund. Graphic Designer and Public Relations Assistant Contributors Mary Davis, Rebecca LaFave, Betsy Rachkowski, Allison Sartwell. Registration and library card information. This icon indicates registration is required. Many programs require registration with an active IHPL card unless otherwise noted. To apply for an IHPL card, visit ihpl.org/use-the-library/get-a-library-card. Library hours Sunday, 1 p.m. 6 p.m. Monday, Thursday, 9 a.m. 9 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 9 a.m. 6 p.m. Visit IHPL.org for hours and holiday closures. Postal Patron Local 500 Aldi Town Road, Rochester, ME 48307-248-656-2900. www.ihpl.org. Nonprofit org. U.S. Postage Paid, Rochester, ME Permit #69.